world of news.
Tomorrow's headlines today.
Good afternoon, Klamath Basin. It's Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. I'm Stephen Floyd with Herald of News. Here's a preview of stories you can find in tomorrow's edition of Herald of News. These are tomorrow's headlines today. The city of Chiloquin is settling into its new digs after relocating City Hall to the old Fire Hall building on North 1st Street. Though still in the process of making the transition, the city is already accepting utility payments, housing staff, and holding council meetings out of the new location. Chiloquin acquired the new building last year for $20,000 from Chiloquin Agency Lake Rural Fire Protection District after it merged with Chiloquin Volunteer Ambulance Service and relocated its headquarters to South 1st Avenue. The Malin Planning Commission voted unanimously Tuesday evening to deny a rezoning request to change a group of 12 vacant lots from commercial to residential use. The property owner, Ray Carroll, hopes to build new homes on the commercially zoned lots to address Malin's housing shortage, but the commission deemed there are sufficient residentially zoned areas within the city limits already compared to the need for commercially zoned areas. The lots have never had anything built on them since the community was founded. Carroll intends to appeal the decision in July or August. A St. Helens man arrested for killing his girlfriend in 2016 and dumping her body near Chiloquin has accepted a plea deal and faces at least 10 years in prison during sentencing next week. Jeremy Kent Militon, 38 years old, pleaded guilty Tuesday in Lane County Circuit Court to first-degree manslaughter and vehicle theft for the death of Cheryl Elizabeth Hart, 35 years old, of St. Helens. As part of the plea deal, prosecutors agreed to downgrade a charge of murder for which Militon was scheduled to stand trial starting June 19th and face at least 25 years in prison if convicted. As we enter Memorial Day weekend, multiple communities are gearing up for ways to both honor veterans and celebrate in style. Tule Lake Merrill and Malin will host the Art of Survival bike ride on Saturday and Sunday, while Bonanza will host a community barbecue at Big Springs Park on Sunday from 11 to 2. Klamath Tribes will host a 55th annual Chief Sconchin Memorial Powwow all weekend, while in Klamath Falls, festivities commence Monday morning with a free breakfast, a parade downtown on Main Street at 10 o'clock, and a ceremony at Veterans Memorial Park at 11. The proceedings will be led by Grand Marshal Noko Herrera, a Klamath Falls native and 32-year Army veteran who now works in veteran support services through Community Action Services. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in the Thursday, May 24th edition of Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to check back each day for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news impacting the Klamath Basin. Thank you for listening.